Well, hey, y'all, it's Brian, and it's the Happy Daily. Today is October 16th, 2017. It's Monday, y'all. I know y'all love Monday. It's the favoritest day all year, or all week. It's the favoritest day all week. Something like that. So, y'all, I am so excited and anxious to learn what happened with Cheshire Vinoy and that lawn furniture. That story was gripping and it was enthralling, and I am just so excited to know what happened. So tune in next Sunday for the next installment of our story called Serial. You will be glad you did. Not a lot going on today here at the Kilby household. Kim is at Dollar General right now looking for me some soda, because I am out and I am parched. I'm staring down the barrel of a week of reverse possum logistics work. And it is hard work. It is ambiguous work. We don't know what right looks like. And we got to figure that out. Got some of my company's big wigs coming to look and see what we did this week. It's called like a demo day. And we've got to demo the work. Of course, what they don't know is they got to go at night because possums come out at night. But what I hear in one of the later legs of what I'm doing is we gotta come up with a way to get the possums to come out during the day. And that is going to be so hard. I think that's where them possum glasses come from. They're probably going to be like possum sunglasses. But the challenge is putting them glasses on them possums to begin with. And we ain't figured that one out. So that's going to be a later iteration on what we've already done. Right now, I think we are pretty happy in the fact that we have figured out how to put a sunshade over them possum holes where they hide in. And during the day, they'll come out and they'll think it's nighttime. But problem is, they see that the sun's out, then they run back in. But that is one step closer to this problem being cracked. And I am proud to be a part of it. It's what I do. It's one of my passions. It's not my main passion. That's Happy Daily. Folks, I am mentally drained after this week. And the week's just starting already. I just don't know what to do about it. This new assignment has me at my wit's end. It's just so much work, and it gives me so little time. It honestly makes me think that I wish I'd never given up sign cleaning. If it was sign cleaning time right now, the year'd be winding down, and I'd have so much free time. But I have not banked up that sign cleaning money. I traded for the Goose Control steady paycheck. And look what it has wrought. But I do love what I do. I am an expert in my field. And I am a young up-and-comer. But it is just such a challenge to me to just burn the candles on both ends. Have you ever tried that? It ain't easy. And it's a quick way to burn yourself. So November is National Podcast Post Month. And the goal of that is like to post a podcast every day. Now, I already do that, so I'm already successful in the National Podcast Post Month and stuff. But with that being said, I would like to maybe try some different stuff. I already mentioned the Serial, which I'm doing. I got the How to Do a podcast that I think I'm thinking about doing. I'd like to do another interview or have somebody else on for another expose. That 52 Feet of Misery, that story about the Taco Bell sinkhole, that was just the biggest numbers we've ever done. Harold Vinoy, yes, and he is related to Cheshire Vinoy and Major Vinoy from the Serial. Harold Vinoy was such an awesome guest. I'd love to have him on again. But there's lots of people out there I'd love to have. The guy that used to run the gas station up there at the corner of Brushy Mountain and Main Street in Wilkesboro, I'd love to have him on. The guy that used to call the trading post every day with the red-bellied Ford tractor for sale, I'd love to have that guy on too. That couple that were on the cover of the record for trying to scam the hospital, I'd love to have them on. There is so much rich culture in Wilkes County that is just untapped that I believe that I can bring you. And I think I will try to maximize what I bring during National Podcast Post Month, which is November. Let's go ahead and jump to the forecast for today, which is a slight chance of showers before 1 p.m., mostly cloudy through mid-morning, then gradual clearing with a high near 64, chance of rain 20%. For tonight, clear low around 40, And for Tuesday, sunny with a high near 64. I reckon that'll do it today for the Happy Daily. I appreciate y'all listening. Please shoot me a note. Leave a message in my mailbox. Email me at brian.kilby@gmail.com. Message me on Facebook. Hit me up on the Twitters. I make myself available to you 24/7, so I would love to hear from you. Hope y'all have a happy day.